everyone. Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock, country, pop. And today is no different because I have on the line the duo Darren and Beth of March to May. Darren, Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's an honor.
How's it going, Jim?
Oh, thank you, Darren. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to have you guys on the show. You know, I'm a big supporter of indie music, and, you know, I really, with your genre of music, is something that has really kind of spoke to my heart, if you will. It's something that, it's a new adventure for me, so I'm very excited to have this opportunity to be able to speak with you guys. With that being said, Darren, how about we start with you, and how about we you give us a little history of yourself, and Beth, by all means, feel free to jump in at any time here, and tell us how March to May came about and how you guys got started.
Absolutely. So I'll try to keep it on the shorter side. There's a long story behind it all, but I grew up in Maine and eventually found my way to Seattle. Picked up guitar about 10 years ago and have been always kind of looking for, you know, a good collaboration with someone, and it just randomly happened to happen a couple of years ago when Beth and I met here in Seattle, and it was kind of, you know, very accidental. We didn't know each other, really played music, and wound up going to a trip to the coast, the Washington coast, and playing my guitar on a campfire and just, you know, singing a song to some folks, and Beth was there, and she started harmonizing, and I was just kind of blown away by how beautiful her voice was in conjunction with mine, and it kind of just went from there. Soon after, she brought her harp to Seattle, and she can explain more about that side of it, and then we just started co-writing music a month later.
See, I have a slightly different take on it, too, because I always said when I was moving to Seattle that I never really wanted to join anybody else's band, so I still maintain that that Darren joined my band.
So when you guys had met, you were playing the harp, and I got to say something. I find the harp one of the most fascinating instruments today that's been around for centuries. It's such a mesmerizing and it's beautiful.
Thank you very much. I certainly enjoy playing it.
As a duo, you guys have come out with a new EP called The Water's Edge. How about you give the listeners some history about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Darren and I started playing music together about 2.5 years ago now, and I think as we started writing music and as we just built out our set and kind of our love of the music that we were creating, recording was always something we very much wanted to move towards. And we ran a Kickstarter campaign last year from March to May and raised funds to record the album. And we had just an amazing, amazing experience. We recorded at Bear Creek Studios in Woodinville, Washington. Big old converted barn that was just like something out of another world. We'd go away for days at a time to do the recording process, and it just felt like stepping into this world where we could be totally immersed in our music. It was an amazing experience. We're so proud of the results. I think we are so grateful to our producer Jerry and everyone who kind of made this possible. So we're so excited to share it with people.
Very interesting. Darren, and what was your reaction when reality had set in that something that you have wanted to do all your life has transpired, and now all of a sudden you're in a studio recording a CD, or an EP rather, right now as a new artist?
Absolutely. No, it's a great, great question, Jim. You know, I've been definitely on this path for a long time, and I've played solo, played other bands before, but I've never had, you know, such a connection with someone musically. And, you know, the last few years in that respect have been absolutely, you know, with Beth, I feel like that we have a definite potential to take this really far.
It's kind of like a dream come true, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely.
And recently, from what I understand, is it your first show, or how did that transpire? Was you did something on the 21st of March, correct?
Oh, that wasn't our first show by any stretch. We've been playing quite a lot of shows for the last couple of years, but we played a show with organization called Concerts in the Woods that was just a pretty great show. Just this guy who does concerts in Coyle, Washington, and gets both local and touring artists to come through and play for pleasure this crowd of people who will come to this very remote area just to hear the music. We heard a couple people in the crowd tell us stories about how the kids didn't believe them when they said that they were coming to the middle of nowhere to hear great music. Yeah, it's such a great concert series, and we really enjoyed playing it. And that, I think that's the show you're referencing on March 21st.
Oh, okay. So, and also, you have recently been signed with MTS Management with Michael Stover.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, Michael, I always give Michael a shout out. I love Michael. He's an amazing person, very businesslike, good friend of mine. And I've had the honor and privilege of interviewing most of his clients, and I've got really good things to say about Michael.
Absolutely. We were actually recommended to work with him from some good friends of ours here in Seattle called the Banner Days.
Okay.
And our friend Bradford, you know, spoke very highly of Michael. And, you know, we talked to a few different publicists, and, you know, after talking to Michael, you know, it's very, very impressed as well. So now we're very happy to be working with Michael, and really happy to be kind of next up.
Certainly, he's certainly put in great work so far. We're very pleased to be working with him.
That's excellent. Let's go back to the EP, The Water's Edge. There's a song on there. We're going to actually play a few of them. One of them is called Count the Days. Beth, Darren, how about a little history on how that song came about?
Definitely. It's actually one of the best favorite songs, so I'll let her speak to that.
Sure, yeah. It has kind of a funny story behind it. When Darren and I first started writing music together, we had a lot of sad songs, and it wasn't necessarily because either of us were particularly sad at the time. We just, that's what was coming out. And so when we wrote that song, we actually called it Happy Love Song for a long time because it was the only one of its kind. There was nothing we could confuse it with. But we started that song in a town in Washington called Bellingham, where we had been taking a songwriting retreat. Finished the instrumental part in the back of a cargo van on the freeway, and then finished the lyrics when we were several hundred miles apart via Facebook chat. So it really is a song that had an interesting creation story, but it's definitely been one of our favorites. We really enjoy playing it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now that we're talking about it, let's let the listeners hear Count the Days with March to May on Power Rock Podcast.
In the spring, when I leave, you're far away. The months are long, and I long for you, and I can't wait till I come back to you.
Days are kind, and the sky is warm.
I'm coming home, and I'm coming back.
miles down.
And we are back. You know, Beth, that's a really, the way that you had given the description of how the song transpired, it really it kind of incorporates with the song. Great job. It's a very pretty song. Well done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Darren, question to you, buddy. How or where would you like to see yourself in the next 5 years as a artist?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that I can speak for the both of us, actually. We are both very, very motivated and driven to take Marshmallow as far as we can. You know, I think ideally in 5 years from now, we would love to be, you know, doing a lot more touring, having our music licensed to different, you know, different places for placement in like TV and movies and stuff like that. And I think, you know, just really, you know, playing at a much higher level, both, you know, professionally and personally, you know, in terms of our songwriting and our skill and also taking overseas, you know, taking around the country. You know, I think that we feel that both of us have all the ingredients necessary to really take it far. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, that's excellent. You have a goal, you have a positive attitude towards what you want, and you're working for it, and it, you know, work always pays off. And that's you know, that's would you agree that the music industry today is completely different than it was years ago? What's your opinion on that, or your thoughts, Beth? I'll address this question to you.
Oh, I was going to say, I definitely think it is. It's changing very quickly, and it's sometimes hard to see where it will be from one day to the next. But I think that's an exciting place to be. There is a lot of change, but there's also a lot of opportunity. And I think that as independent artists, I think the abilities to take, or the ability to take your career into your own hands and really be creative with how you manage your music, the opportunities to do that are really, really opened up and are really endless. And so I think it's both a challenging time to be, because there's not a clear sense of where it's going, but it's also a very exciting place to be.
Have either one of you ever experienced the emotion of this will never work, or have people tell you you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes to be in the music industry?
You know, it's kind of a two-part question here, actually, Jen. So I'll say something real quick, and then I think Beth is going to say something right afterwards. In terms of people, you know, telling us that, you know, it's not going to work, we've had, I can think of anyone who's ever said that to us. I feel like the support from people and you know, from our fans and shows we played, the audience, everyone has been just super supportive and very vocal about saying that you guys really have what it takes to make it.
Right. I mean, I think definitely we've had an amazing group of people sort of encouraging us. But I think in the personal side of it, I think as an artist, there are always sort of the high highs and the low lows, and the times when you're listening to your music, you're like, oh my God, this isn't going to go anywhere. But I think the persistence, there really is something to say for persistence, but there's also something to say for just really believing in yourself and being sort of honest about what you do and open with it and keeping on. I don't think that there's any one person who can tell you you can't do it other than yourself.
That, you know, I think you answered that question with just an amazing attitude. You hit the nail right on the head. Back to the album.
Before we get started again,
I'm sorry?
I was actually going to say, Jim, before we get started again, we just both wanted to say that we really admire what you do and just your attitude in doing this too. You don't have to put this in, but we did just want to say that before we get on to the
album. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, that does mean a lot to me. Back to the EP. I'd like to play another song. And this song here is called Crazy Universe. Beth, you got the floor.
Crazy Universe is kind of a song about looking at the world around you and looking at your life and going into yourself to recognize the beauty in the world around you and I guess your place in the universe, and that there's value to that. It's also actually, I think one of the best stories about that song is that it's where the title of the EP comes from. The Water's Edge is a line from that song. And the Water's Edge as a title has always, or as a phrase, has always kind of signified to Darren and I this place of transformation where you're not quite one place and you're not quite the next, but you're at the cusp of two worlds, where the shore is behind you, the safety of the shore, but you're also looking out across the water to new horizons. And it's really a symbolic phrase for us. So I think that this song really speaks to us of kind of opening your heart and facing new beginnings with courage and joy.
Okay. Well, here it is, Crazy Universe with March to May on Power Rock Podcast. Song, I think on your EP, this is my opinion, it's like a compilation. It's your music is a reflection of who you are, and you could really hear it in your music. The real world, the real you in your music. And Darren, that also applies to you as well. You guys such a great duo. You know, it's I see really, you know, some amazing things in the future for both of you. You know, it's just awesome. I can't I wouldn't do this interview if I didn't feel for one second that it's just great. It's a great compilation, and again, I'm going to say that I'm just glad to have you guys here.
Thanks so much, Jim.
And you know, I honestly, to both of you, I don't say anything I don't mean. I don't sugarcoat the truth when it comes to an artist. If I can't support it, you know what I mean? I've had more people come to me, and I don't want to make this interview, it's certainly not about me, but I have had literally hundreds of people come to me, would you be willing to do an interview, blah, 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 you know, send me the music and listen to it. And not that it's bad. Your music has purpose, it has relevancy, it has meaning, and that's what makes you guys awesome.
Thank you so much, Jim. That really means a lot to us to hear.
Well, again, you know, you're more than welcome. Darren, who is your greatest influence growing up as a child to inspire you to write and do what you do today?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was training classical piano growing up and got away from piano for a while. And so I didn't really have a lot of influences when I was younger. However, starting around, probably age of 20 or so, I think one of my most influential artists was Tori Amos, actually. And she is an amazing pianist. And I feel like just on the kind of fringe of starting to bring back some piano into our songwriting as well. So even though I've been playing guitar, you know, for the last 10 years, she is still probably one of my most influential artists, I would say.
Okay. Beth, how about you?
Oh, boy. That's actually funny. One of the things that Darren and I bonded over when we first met was a mutual love of Tori Amos. So I would actually cite her as one of my own influences as well. But other than that, Damien Rice was definitely an influential artist for me growing up. Most recently, The Civil Wars and The Swell Season, I think, are two big influences for us. Also, male-female duos of kind of focused genres. But yeah, I mean, I think you can draw inspiration from just about anywhere. And I know Darren and I have both been, in the time since we've known each other, we've both been inspired by everything from rock to electronica to classical music to other folk music to world music. So you never know where the influence is going to hit.
What genre would you classify, you know, your music as? You know, I mean, I see that, you know, you have a compilation of, you know, hip hop, electronica, classical, but if you, do you have a specific genre, or how would you label that?
We've been calling our music folk pop because we think we actually borrowed that genre from Civil Wars because we think that there are some similarities in the style of music that we write. Yeah, I would say folk pop or singer-songwriter.
Okay.
I'd add something quick to that too, Jim. It's funny because I feel like the water's edge, you know, this is, you know, a lot of our intention, but it's almost like a orchestral or symphonic kind of, you know, sound to some of our music. You know, so maybe we need to recreate a new genre here and call ourselves like symphonic folk pop.
We're going to play another song, and I like the title of this one because it's my hometown. The title of it's called Georgia. How about some information history about this song?
So Georgia is another of my favorite songs. Has kind of an interesting story behind it. One thing we always say when we play it at shows is that it's up to the listener to decide whether Georgia is a place, a person, or a feeling in this song. But Darren actually wrote the guitar part for this song years ago when he was traveling, before he met me. And he had a whole song written out around it, but then ended up either forgetting or discarding the lyrics and the melody that he'd written. And we were on a songwriting retreat a couple months before we recorded the album, and actually while we were in process deciding which songs we were going to put on the album, and he started just sort of playing around with this guitar riff, and he said something that sounded a little bit like Take Me Home, Georgia. And for some reason, that stuck in my head, and I pulled out a pen and paper, and I wrote the lyrics and the melodies of that song in about half an hour. And so maybe an hour later, we had the song Georgia. I think it's definitely one that's close to both of our hearts. And I think we knew from the get-go that it was going to be on the album. So,
well, here it is, Georgia, with March to May on Power Rock Podcast.
away for a while. Take me home and take everything I own. 'Cause it'll only weigh me down, down, down. Won't be long in Georgia, 'cause I'm leaving at the dawn. Sweet remembrances, won't need them when I'm gone, gone, gone. Road is long, but I know just where I'm going. Road is wide, but I don't feel like alone. Road is empty, but it's full of riches and
party for March to May coming up shortly.
We are. It's going to be on April 25th, and it's going to take place actually on a historic steamship here on the lake in Seattle.
Is it going to be filmed and all that kind of stuff?
You know, we're debating. It's actually a hard venue to film just because we're playing in this kind of somewhat tight quarters where people are going to be packed in there, so it's going to be a little hard to actually get a camera. We're going to have a photographer there, so we'll definitely have some photo coverage of it. But it's going to be our full band. So it's going to be Beth and I, harp, guitar, and vocals, plus our percussionist, cellist, violinist, and upright bassist. So it should be a pretty fun show.
This is your first interview, and for the first time, other than video, people are going to have the opportunity to hear what March to May has to offer.
That's right, Jim.
I have to say this. I'm honored. And feel very humbled for you guys as an artist. You're giving me the opportunity to basically represent you. And I thank you for that.
Well, we're honored. Honored to be on the show.
Thank you. The song Falling Down, who would like to explain that song?
I can go ahead, Jim. That one was actually written about a past relationship. And it really kind of speaks to... you know, sometimes relationships are very ephemeral, but also very passionate. And this one also kind of ties in, I think, the element of Seattle and the weather here. There's a bit of mention of rain in there. And, you know, this is a song when we were recording out of Bear Creek Studios in this large barn. We were actually recording the vocals around, I don't know, close to midnight. And it was midsummer, so in August. And it's kind of rare, actually, to have rain at all. And there was actually a thunder lightning storm that passed through. And it was really pretty dramatic. As we were recording the song, Beth was able to look up through some skylights and see, like, flashes of lightning or, like, the rain coming down on the skylight above. As we're recording the song, so it's kind of a powerful moment.
Well, here it is, Falling Down with Marsh Tomei on Power Rock Podcast.
First time that we ever really spoke, words flow through the amber light, and the hours passed through the glasses of wine, through the glasses of wine. Every single time I looked your way, you glanced away, you glanced away. And what do you see in our lives, in our solitude of time? And I see you walk away, and the rain keeps falling. I see you.
We are back with March to May with Darren and Beth. Darren, Beth, I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart to have you guys on my show. We're going to close this out. Can you tell the listeners real quick, you're going to have this music available on Reverb Nation soon?
We're actually going to have it released on all major online retailers. So you'll be able to buy it on iTunes and Amazon and listen to it on Spotify on April 25th when the album comes out.
Okay. Well, what I will do is I will provide all the links to any of your YouTube videos, to any external links that you have, your Facebook pages, to where you could purchase, to where people can get a hold of you, because the people need to hear March to May and what you guys have to offer.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks. Our website and our Facebook page are probably the best way to keep in touch, and we love hearing from people, so that would be great.
I wish you guys the utmost success in all you do. I just believe that, you have the artistic gifts to touch so many people in the genre that you choose, and I expect and hope to see great things out of March to May. With that being said, this is Jim Madonna, your host, Horror Rock Podcast, with